This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Like, I don't see how anyone could not believe in him. You know,
well, I'm sure that's why he's sending you out with a burro, what do you call those donkeys?
You got your papers
on the back.
I saw something at the beginning when I was hearing that Ocean song. It was like a, I don't want to call it a meme, but something on social media. It said, remember, and I saw it at the point at the time I needed
What'd
to
you see
it. It said, remember, God pulled you from the pit so you could go back in and help pull more people out. And I always keep that one. That's something I keep in my mind.
I heard this story that this guy's down in a hole on the side of the road, and he can't get out. He's down in a hole. And a preacher walks by and says, okay, well, I'll pray for you. And he keeps walking. And then the psychiatrist walks by. He said, well, I'll go get you some drugs. I'll get you a prescription. At least you can feel better about being down in there. And then another guy comes, and he jumps into the hole. He goes, what are you doing? He says, it's okay. I know the way out of here. A former addict. I mean, if you say that in the right place, right time, that can reduce you to tears. And, you know, so you feel that God, definitely, your calling is he pulled you out of the pit. And redeemed you so you can. Sometimes I wonder about that because I say, like, I wish I'd never sinned after I came to know Jesus. I tried to live like a monk for like 7 years, and I was going to be the best son he ever had next to Jesus. And I tell you what, you know, sometimes I pray, like, why didn't you just kill me after I got born again? You know, I wish you'd killed me. But like you said, we got to stick around, and calls us to wander down the roads and the roads of life, and take that. They call it a burro, or is it, what's a burro? Like a donkey?
Yeah, I think it's a burro.
And put some Bibles on the back of that burro, and take it by it, put the ring through its nose, and go from town to town and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's exactly what Paul did. I mean, his conversion. I've always been partial to, you know, stuff that Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote. I don't know why. I've just thought, and I write a lot. I write a lot of, like, studies and stuff.
Oh,
But, you know, like, his conversion when he was Saul, you know, and he's
killing Christians.
Yeah, and, you know, God used him. That was something I looked in, you know, read about when I was trying to forgive myself. I'm like, God can't use me.
I've said the
and
same
my
thing.
Friend was like, look at Paul. Mm. And I was like, oh, you know, because it kind of, I mean, I've heard of Paul even growing up, but just at that moment, I remember it hit me like, oh, yeah, dang. Like, I mean, this guy literally was there when Stephen was stoned to death. You know, and then God, I like to call it sneaky Jesus, not in a bad way, but, you know, God uses Ananias to, the guy that he was on his way to go kill, and then God uses him. Hey, I need you to be a witness. You know, go over there, and you know. So that's Ananias. He had to be scared, but he trusted in God. All right, I'm going to go see this guy who's notorious for persecuting Christians. Like,
yeah,
but I'm going to go. God told me to go.
Well, he's a former Pharisee, which means he knew the letter of the law.
Yeah,
and you know, like the letter of the law was. If a woman's caught in an act of adultery, you're to stone her. Well, one day there's these people on the street, these guys, and they got all the rocks in their hands, and they tried to trick Jesus. Well, you say about love. You talk about love all the time. Mm-hmm. But Moses, we got the law here, says this woman was caught in adultery. We should be able to throw stones and kill her. And Jesus then writes some things down in the dirt. I don't know what he's writing. Maybe he's writing the names of the people that they'd have sexual encounters with illegally. But anyway, he said, okay, it is the law, so you can kill her. You can stone her to death. But let the first stone come from he who has no sin or doesn't have this sin, whatever it is. And they all drop their rocks and walk away.
Well, the only one at that meeting that you're talking about qualified to throw stones didn't.
That's Jesus. Yeah. The only one qualified to throw stones at that point was Jesus.
After he said,
and he didn't.
He didn't throw them.
No, no.
So, like, little things like that.
So let me. So there was a time when you would have probably thought that I was a goofy, uncool guy because I believe in Jesus. I mean, here you were, this guy that's out on the street. You're in a mode of survival. You're selling arms. You're selling dope.
I don't know. I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have, like, I wouldn't have came on here. Yeah,
no.
I just didn't live like that. I mean, I wouldn't say I had hatred towards Christians. I just, God, believe what you believe. I believe what I believe.
Which was nothing.
Yeah, God can't do nothing for me, kind of thing. But no, I mean, yeah, he did. You know, I always cross that line. So I'm like, I won't be a Christian. Drew a line in the sand, and he's always wiping them lines out of my sand all the time. I'll draw them all the time. Even now, I mean, I still find myself taking my will back every now and again.
But you're human.
But you know, when I had messed up, even after finding him, I told you, and I had a relapse, and like I said, I love to say, I love it. Jesus ruined that relapse for me because I was absolutely miserable. You know,
and
I was.
You went back to drinking or something?
Yeah, for about a month and a half.
How did that happen?
Fell back, relied on myself, my pride. I stopped, you know, instead of,
thing.
Oh, God carried me and God, you know, I was unable to do this without God. I went from, yeah, I got this. I'll figure this out. I went back to really. The old way of thinking, like, I got this, you know. Because
kick Jesus off the throne.
Yeah,
because
I always will say, like, I would tell guys, you got to, man, what is, like, you have to linger at the foot of the cross. And by that, I mean, like, just give, if you're already there at the foot of it, you ain't got no problem to give everything up to him, you know. And I stopped lingering, you know. I started to just.
Was there any point where you thought you were better than others when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, most of it.
Yeah. And then you learn by going through this, the anvil of God, he squeezes or what do they say? What's the analogies used in the Bible? He burns the dross. You put the silver under fire?
Yeah.
And then the yucky stuff comes to the top and you scoop it off, all the impurities, mm-hmm. and then you're left with pure silver. And we go through the fire, but we come out, like I said, learning. I mean, you know. Look how long it's taken me to learn to attempt, and I don't always do it, but I'm doing a whole lot more of it, and that is realizing, even that guy was in traffic recently. I was up in Vermont, and there was nobody coming from the left, but there were people coming down off the mountain on the right, and there's a big line coming into Stowe, Vermont. Usually I'll pull out, and somebody will let you in. So this time nobody's coming from the left, so I pull out blocking. Should there be traffic coming from the left, I would have been blocking them. But nobody's letting me out for some reason. It's very unusual. And up comes this young guy in a Chevrolet. Honk, 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 honk. And, you know, so I rolled down my window. And I'm sure as I, then somebody did let me out. And so I'm sure as I came around, he thought I was going to yell at him. And I said, why don't you learn to give others a little bit of dignity? Just nice, just like that. And he just stared at me. He must have been shocked because, you know, I wasn't mad at him. And the only thing I said to the Lord, I drove down the hill, and I said to the Lord, I said, how could I even do that better? And I said, next time I could say, you know, why don't you consider giving dignity to others first? And I said, by the way, my name's Rhett Palmer, and I live here over on Pleasant Street here. Come on to see, if you ever need a friend, I love you, brother.
Yeah, I've gotten similar like that, too, you know, that would, say, confront my Irish temper, and I was... But, you know, they would come at me yelling or screaming or something, and I'll just be like, God bless, man. Jesus loves you. For me to even say something like that, but to come across at someone like that, like you said, it kind of stops them in their
tracks.
You could
go back to being a gang member real quick.
Yeah, rather than fighting because I just know. I mean, I know I was not a good person, you know, in the beginning part of my life. Like, but... God is obvious. I've obviously been redeemed. I can't deny that. So if God can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. But it all kind of starts with, I had to be open-minded. I had to be willing to accept and know that my way is, my way doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, So, like for me, again, maybe it's some of it being locked up, institutionalized. I like to look at things black and white. You know, so if the black area is my life without God and the white, like it's black and white, my life without God, I was lucky I didn't die. You know, but God kept me alive longer enough for me to, I think, open my heart and let him in.
Well, so I'm interested. I can't wait to hear the rest of your story. You're now 44. That's very young.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, people around here, I just lost my best friend. He was 98. So, you know, God willing, you have a long life in front of you. Who knows what he can do? Like I said, it could be marriage ahead. It could be children. It could be your family. Or he might send you out with that donkey and you go out and spread the news of Jesus Christ. Right now, you're working for this man. Should I say who you're working for here? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Up. United Against Poverty. And what's great about United Against Poverty is, you know, you give a man a fish, he'll eat well tonight. But if you teach a man how to fish, and that's what he'll eat well the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And over there, they instruct people on how to get the education they need or get the training they need or the vocation or
It's an amazing thing to be a part of.
What do you do over there?
I drive the bus for those, you know, those
you
clients that take the classes and stuff.
Isn't that beautiful?
You know, and I believe, you know, it's a path, you know, part of my journey. I've had good conversations with people about God over there, you know, meeting people, new people. And it, you know, God uses it. I was never good around crowds and stuff. So now I find a lot of the, following God's will, it leads me through the crowds.
Let me ask you this. Right now, there's somebody listening. Maybe they want to give their heart to Jesus. Not a long prayer, not a proper prayer. There is no wrong prayer. But if they would like you say something and have them repeat it and, you know, maybe make it 20 seconds, 25 seconds, whatever, short, you know. But lead somebody, would you mind to do that? To lead somebody who needs the Lord and what you would say that they should repeat, okay? So let's pray together. If you're in your car, you can pull over, but please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, say what worked for me. You know, Father, you know, please, I give my life to you. I give everything I am to you. I can't do this on my own. I know I can't do this on my own. And I need the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus in my life to help me live according to your will. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for coming in, Stephen. God bless you. The Lord go with you. Make his peace to shine upon you, right?
Be a light. Be a light in the world.
Hey, this is Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie, online at ATCA.ai or phone 7-